Got one season beginning, a couple of seasons locally, including that season for the Arizona Coyotes coming to an end. Hopefully it can be extended into the postseason. But here to talk about both the Diamondbacks and the Coyotes from Fox Sports Arizona, our friend Jody Jackson joins us now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Jody, how are you?
Good. Everything's going to be it's going to be a big night tonight. Obviously, the Coyotes, it's huge, first most important game since 2012. And then for the D-backs, they're just starting their season, but it feels like kind of a big game as well.
Well, with the way things went yesterday in Los Angeles, I guess we can get the funny question out of the way. Did you get one of those home run souvenir balls? Because it seemed like everybody got one yesterday, Jody.
No, it seems like it was throughout the league. It was crazy. And it's funny, I was just thinking about Jock Peterson's first one. I didn't even think it was going. It looked like a fly ball, and it was just going. It was a weird day. But, yeah, I mean, eight home runs is just, you would never expect that. It was a record for the Dodgers and a record in Major League Baseball in opening day. And, you know, you have to pitch. This team's got to pitch well to stay in it. That's what they've always done, even when they had Goldschmidt and Pollock. I mean, you have to pitch well, and that's been their mode. But it was weird because last night I went out with my friend from college and roommate in Arizona for a while when I first moved there. I got home. I was so tired, but I was watching Quick Pitch, and I'm watching. That's when I realized the homers yesterday were ridiculous. And so not at all to diminish what happened with the D-backs and their pitching. But it was kind of crazy watching the ball fly out yesterday. It kind of made me wonder.
Yeah, we're one game into the season, and people are already talking about the juiced baseball. There you go. Just with Major League Baseball.
I know. I'm not trying to stir it up, but I mean, I was riveted by it. I'm like, oh my God, it's 1 a.m., and I can't stop watching these highlights. This is crazy.
Look
and
how dedicated you are. watching baseball highlights at 1 a.m., Jody?
Especially when I was so exhausted, but I mean, it was just weird. I was like, what's going on here? Guys are, you know, I mean, kind of usual suspects hitting them, but some other guys, you're like, really? And then, but here's this for D-backs fans. Chris Sale and the Red Sox got beat up yesterday, too. So there you go.
We're talking to Jody Jackson from Fox Sports Arizona here on Bickley and Murata. We spent a good portion of yesterday's show, Jody, talking about how opening day in Major League Baseball, everything's bigger, everything's magnified. And we were talking about it in a positive light, but it can also work the other way because, you know, what happened to the Diamondbacks? What happened to Zach Greinke? If Zach Greinke gets beat up by the Dodgers, let's say in a start in June and gives up four home runs, we're not really talking about it that much, but because it was the first offering, the first impression of the season, do you think that makes it difficult, more difficult for this team to shake that off?
I mean, it does a little bit. I mean, hopefully they're going to shake it off, but I think for fans and even for media, I mean, it's memorable. I mean, we all remember when Zach joined the team and gave up two homers to Trevor Story on opening day, and that sticks in your mind. And then, you know, he's had a really good 2 years since then, but these things stick in your mind, just like the good. I mean, under Torey Lovello, we had amazing memories of opening day the last two seasons. One was a walk-off against the Giants, and then last year, Patrick Corbin disposed of the Rockies really quickly. So, yeah, it definitely hurts because it's opening day, it's magnified, kind of depend, you know, but again, it will, you're right, it'll fade into, you know, depending on how they do. If they don't do well, we'll look back and say, well, we saw it all happening, you know, on day one, kind of like with Chip Hale that year when you're like, oh, you know, he was really tense and things were there was a sign. I was just looking back and I was kind of thinking, gosh, 93 wins in 2017. Last year, you know, I mean, this team has never been under 500 until yesterday under Torey Lovello. So it's kind of like they've always had this great kind of money in the bank thing after going, I think they've gone like 6-1 the first week the last 2 years. You're kind of like, you're not chasing your season, you know, you're always like ahead in the standing. So we've been, I don't want to say spoiled, but I mean, it's been such a good feeling, and maybe we didn't realize, like, I didn't even realize that until I really looked at it today, and I thought, wow, okay, so we've really been in the driver's seat a lot of these last two seasons, even though it didn't pan out in the end. So you just hope that they're going to, you know, Robbie Ray can come out tonight and kind of reset. I mean, every day, that's the beauty of baseball. It is so long. 161 is a huge number. And, you know, if Robbie Ray can come out and shut those Dodgers down, the interesting thing is Greinke's always had trouble. You look at his numbers against Turner and Seager and Bellinger. He hasn't done well against those guys. And like Robbie Ray, I was looking the numbers. He's actually held those guys down really well. So you just never know. Ray might have the Dodgers number. Then they can kind of reset at 1-1.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get your level of embarrassment, humiliation. What did the team feel that you could feel after the game was over?
Well, you know what? They were trying to shake it off, really. I sensed Torrey was disappointed, obviously. I mean, Greinke and Matt Cook. And again, pitching has to set the tone for the way this team's going to win games. So that was very, very disappointing. The guys I talked to, Greinke seemed embarrassed. Greinke absolutely seemed pretty shocked. He said he didn't have a go-to pitch, that he didn't know, really didn't feel that way in spring training, felt good, and then just came out and just didn't pitch well at all. As for the position players, you know, I talked a lot to Adam Jones, who will lift your spirits immediately. I mean, the guy does have kind of a swagger. He does have a confidence. He went 2-for-4 and hit a homer. So, you know, I was talking to probably the most positive guy in the room. And, you know, he said that they talked about it when they came in, and they said, you know, it is just one game, and it sounds cliche, but that's how you have to look at it. So I don't think everyone was embarrassed. I think the pitchers felt pretty bad about the way that they performed.
Talking with Jody Jackson of Fox Sports Arizona here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. I know you're with the Diamondbacks in Los Angeles, but you mentioned it earlier, the Coyotes with an enormous game tonight for their playoff hopes. And being around that team as much as you have this year, Jody, I mean, where's the confidence level that they have the ability to thrive on a big stage like tonight? Just from a team chemistry standpoint.
I think it's been growing. I mean, obviously, this is a team that last year when they first were, you know, put together in this marriage with Rick Tocchet, it kind of took some, you know, he had to mold them into what he wanted them to be. They are definitely much more of that now. And I think that they are ready for a game like this. And it is a huge game because when you only have a handful of games left, and this is a team that we were watching here in L.A., we were watching the Avalanche and the Golden Knights the other night and really hoping that the Avalanche would lose, but they won. And so that really set the stage for tonight. And I think that, look, this is another team. This is a team kind of, you know, not to compare the D-backs and the Coyotes, but, you know, these are teams that, you know, you're not going to score a lot and you're going to have to live on a lot of defense and you're going to live with your goaltender. And Darcy Kemper's been unbelievable. And I just think, you know, the game the other night against Chicago was pretty incredible to watch. You're just wondering, you know, are they going to be able to score a goal? And they did. So, I mean, I think it's a gut check for sure. It's a lot of want to in the game of hockey. That is something that Rick Tocchet thrives in, and because he lived it. I think they have a great chance here tonight, and it's become – I know there were a lot of Hawks fans in there the other night, but
yeah.
I'll tell you what, the fans have been really good this year. It's been really fun. I mean, the last few years it's been tough. To see this fan base become energized and come out there tonight, I think that can really help a team, and these guys know what's at stake. And they've had great role players like a Nick Cousins and Josh Archibald and Vinny Hinostroza be able to lift them when some of the other guys who you expect to score aren't scoring. So I'm excited to see what I can tonight because I'll be working.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm excited to see what they can do. And I'm excited for everyone involved there that building should be really energized tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Jody, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Jody Jackson, Fox Sports Arizona. Of course, you can catch all the Diamondbacks and Coyotes games on Fox Sports Arizona. But if you're not listening to them on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, or ESPN 620, she joined us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti.